KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Stormy Daniels testifying today in the hush money trial of Donald Trump, telling jurors about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump in 2006 in his hotel room, at times going into more detail and outside the scope of what the court outlined. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
We've threatened prosecutor Susan Hoffinger, asked her. She said, well, there was a power imbalance and he was sort of blocking the way, but she said she didn't feel threatened. Eventually, the two had sex, she said, but as she began to describe that encounter, the sexual encounter, that's when the defense objected and the judge sustained the objection.
Prosecutors allege Trump falsified documents to reimburse his former fixer, Michael Cohen, in hush money payments to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Israeli forces entering Rafah in what Israel calls a precise operation. It comes as talks on a ceasefire and hostage release deal are set to resume, and campus protests in the U.S. continue over the war in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke with WYSN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Police are trying to find out who tagged 27 Madison school buses with black spray paint supporting Palestinians in Gaza. The buses were parked in a lot at First Student near the Beltline and Rimrock Road. Police say the vandals struck sometime between Wednesday night and Thursday morning. First Student says whoever did several thousand dollars worth of damage. Police say they want to hear from anyone who knows what happened. Mount Horeb School Superintendent is calling students and staff resilient as they returned to class yesterday. It was the first day of school in Mount Horeb since a former student brought a pellet gun outside the middle school last Wednesday. Superintendent Steve Salerno was at the middle school to greet students yesterday morning. He said staff spent much of the weekend preparing for Monday, making sure they set the right tone for the day. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose the opener in KC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Despite the threat of severe storms, the Brewers and Royals played 8.5 innings and Kansas City won 3-2. The Brewers, unable to get much scoring, now have lost 3 of their last 4 on the road. The series continues at Kauffman Stadium. NBA playoffs continue without the Bucks and Giannis, who explained what happened with that calf injury that benched him in the final month of the season.
I felt a little bit of pain in my under my calf. Did not know what it was exactly. You know, I felt like somebody, you know, had like tripped me or something. And then I realized there was nobody behind me. And it's probably the first time in my career to get hurt of an injury with nobody like being around me. Like, it's different when you step on somebody's foot. I got off the table and kind of did my few steps.
I couldn't.
And that's when I knew that, you know, maybe something is off. After that, I had to, for the next few days, I had to wear like a boot.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sun today, with mild temperatures climbing to 70 degrees. Scattered showers and thunderstorms strike again this afternoon, bringing gusty winds up to 30 miles per hour, some more heavy downpours, and the potential for some of them to turn severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
When you finally find your person you call the one, the search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public cervix announcement at 11:33 with Dr. Laura Hanks. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, executive, I've just promoted you to executive producer, producer Mr. Aaron Sommers on the board. Yes.
I don't know how Luke's going to feel about that. He's the executive producer.
Well, I made him executive director earlier. So,
oh, that's right.
So
that's
you get to fill his role. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Here's the deal, I think, Mr. Sommers. I am still looped up on sinus medication because the allergies are just kicking my rear end. And so I'm doing the Claritin, I'm doing Sudafed, I'm doing ibuprofen, I'm doing, you know, four or five different vitamins, and I still kind of am, you know, nasally and stuffed up. And
my allergies have surprisingly not been that bad so far this spring.
Really?
I think they're whatever grows around Manitowoc is much worse for me than whatever grows around here.
Really?
Somehow, and I am very grateful for that because there have been many, many years in both spring and fall where seasonal allergies were just debilitating, where
right.
I was sneezing every like 2 minutes all day, and it was brutal.
I think I've heard from other people that this year in particular has been bad, at least for some, and it usually doesn't literally get me down, but like on Sunday, I took like a 90-minute nap in the middle of the afternoon, which I normally don't do, but I was just like, I was in Donald Trump's words of Jeb Bush, I was low energy. I was low energy Todd on Sunday, thanks to all the allergies going on. But if you're struggling with them, do your best. I know some people use a neti pot or whatever, gargle.
Some local honey.
Yes, I did that. Shout out to a Gentle Breeze honey, by the way, out of Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. I'm a big believer in those folks. So I'm in fact, right now in my cup, I have some Gentle Breeze honey and a lemon and some water. So it helps. And you're right, Mr. Zomer is right. You want local honey because those bees help your immune system if it's local.
Yes. Otherwise, there's nothing wrong with honey generally,
right.
But it's if it's local, it's the same plants that you're allergic to that your immune system can start to build up against, but it's not so much that you get sick.
There you go. Very good. And what you don't want is like the corporate honey because they put like corn syrup sometimes, that stuff. So buy local if you can.
It's the same thing with maple syrup. People who buy like formerly Aunt Jemima, don't remember what it's called now, it's just corn syrup.
Right.
Like I like real maple syrup.
No, absolutely. Nothing better than that. Well, coming up this hour, we're going to give you a chance to weigh in on the hot topics of the day. Non-food related today. A what's worse coming up in later on in this hour on current events and the like. But I thought we'd take a minute to just look at a couple of things. Of course, as we talked to Luke, and by the way, thank you to Luke for stopping in, and congratulations once again to Drew for winning those Brewer tickets on Thursday. I forgot to mention the Brewers, of course, play across the Civic Media Radio Network, Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, also in southwest Wisconsin, WRCE News from the center, southeast Wisconsin, WRJN, RJN in Racine and Kenosha, and in the Northwoods on 98Q Country. Reminder, unfortunately, the powers that be, i.e. the Major League Network, will not allow us to stream that on the Civic Media app. But if you're in one of those communities, make sure you check it out. Always a good time having all the Milwaukee Brewers all season long right here on Civic Media. And we'll have more chances for you to win Brewers tickets in the near future whenever Luke decides to open his satchel and give us a couple of those tickets. Zomer has already been there once this year.
I have, yeah. We had some extras, and he asked around to see who wanted to go, and I got to go. Same club seats, cushy seats, no line to the bathroom, no line for food. It was great.
Another good reason to keep listening to our show and so many others across Civic Media as we continue to give you opportunities to go for free all season long right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to hop into a story on Raw Story. One of the great sites I like to keep track of called rawstory.com. And it has to do with the Trumpster, but not what you might think. Now, if you remember, the Trumpster asked the judge in this Stormy Daniels case, hey, my kid is graduating, the last one that I know of, or at least admit to, is graduating high school, Baron Von Trapp. Or Baron, I guess he goes by, and he's the poor kid's graduating from high school. And I feel sorry for this kid because I think that, you know, he's kind of stuck with the dad he's got, and it doesn't appear they're particularly close. But so Baron Trump is graduating from high school here this month, and the Don asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court this day? It's a Friday because I want to go to my son's graduation. And a couple, 3 days ago, the judge said, I get it. We won't make you come to court. We won't have trial that day on a Friday. So here now, the headline from the Raw Story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. How do you like that? I mean, this poor kid says, according to Raw Story, after weeks of complaining that his hush money trial would stop him from attending his youngest son's high school graduation, Donald Trump's judge finally agreed, agreed to pause the trial for that day, and the ex-president swiftly organized a fundraiser. Not a graduation party for the kid, but a fundraiser. Trump is now expected to speak at the Minnesota Republican Party's Lincoln-Reagan dinner on May 17th, the day Baron Trump graduates. It's not known if Trump will, in fact, be at the graduation ceremony in Florida prior to his Minnesota appearance. But even so, right? Even if he does make a brief appearance, I mean, I don't know about you, Mr. Somers, but when I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day, right?
Absolutely.
A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
Well, you have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
That's good. I like that, a pino. According to Raw Story, for days, Judge Juan Marchand has warned Trump that he had to attend every day of the trial or face consequences, including possible imprisonment. Trump had used that to argue in the injustice of his being forced to miss Barron's event because he was the victim of what Trump called, quote, a witch hunt, unquote. Trump went on to say, quote, who will explain for me, to my wonderful son Baron, who is a great student at a fantastic school, that his dad will likely not be allowed to attend the graduation ceremony of his son, something that we have been talking about for years, because a seriously conflicted and corrupt New York State judge wants me in criminal court on bogus, quote-unquote, Biden case that goes on. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you get the point. Eventually, Marchand ruled that the court would not sit on that day, saying, quote, I don't think May 17th is a problem, unquote. Trump, of course, facing 34 felony charges of business fraud involving hush money payments allegedly made to an adult movie actress, Stormy Daniels, to cover up a sexual relationship they had before the 2016 election. Now, the Minnesota event was announced by the radio station KFGO and reported by Newsweek. Here's what the state party chair, David Hahn, had to say from Minnesota. He says, quote, "We are thrilled to welcome President Trump back to Minnesota to headline our Lincoln-Reagan dinner and annual tradition that reminds us of the roots of the party and the leaders who have been the most impactful in promoting our American values," unquote. Now, this brings up a couple of things. One, I can't remember the last time that Minnesota went red. So apparently, the Trump folks, at least on the face of it, believe that they have a chance to win in Minnesota. And so they're taking the show to Minnesota. But again, number two, this is the only child that we know of he has left that's not an adult, going to graduate high school. And instead of hanging out with his kid at his graduation, he's going to Minnesota for a fundraiser. What do you think of this politically and also just as a parent? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. What do you think of Trump? Whatever we may or may not think about the guy, he still is a father, and he has one son that's still in high school. And truly, my heart goes out to this kid because he didn't ask for this. He didn't ask to be born into this.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And unlike the rest of the kids, maybe sans Tiffany, who also seems to be kind of ostracized, she's not in the main core of the kids, Eric, Don Jr., and Ivanka. And it appears that Barron, the youngest kid, is much closer to his mother and his maternal grandparents. But it's still your dad, right?
I would hate to be the child of somebody like Donald Trump or Marjorie Taylor Greene or any of these crazies. Like, when you turn on the radio or the TV and see a clip about your mom saying, "Why don't you go talk about Jewish space right. lasers? And really, why don't you F off? How about that? How right. does that make you feel?" And, like, how are they treated at home? And
yeah.
if they buy into it, like, you're signing that kid up for so much bullying just by existing.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have to go to private school. I mean, probably would have gone to private school anyway, but you know, I do actually legit feel sorry for Barron and this
yeah,
kid
too.
Because he didn't ask for any of this. This was thrust upon him. And you would think, well, maybe dad could set aside all the craziness in his life for one day and be there when I graduate high school. And again, we haven't got the full day's calendar. I mean, this is a Friday. So, I mean, maybe the graduation is at noon or 1 o'clock and the fundraiser is at 7. Maybe Trump could do both. But again, wouldn't you think that he could take one day for his kid? I mean, you don't see him around, I mean, publicly with his kid very often, if ever. I mean, sometimes they're going on and off planes together, but that was it. What do you think about Trump after finally the judge gives him the day off of court on Friday, May 17th, his son's graduation, and now it's announced he's going up to Minnesota to do a Republican Party fundraiser? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
Well, he's got to pay for those legal fees somehow.
Well, that's very true. You're absolutely right, Mr. Zombers. Come back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. What's Worse is on the way as well. Your chance to weigh in on hot topics of the day. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday, May 7th on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news, just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Bad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. right here. Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Bowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Zomer's on the board, me on the mic, talking about this story in Raw Story today, where after getting Judge Marchand in New York to give Trump the day off on Friday, May 17th, to attend his youngest child, Barron's high school graduation, it is now being announced by the Minnesota Republican Party that Trump is going to Minnesota on that day to be the keynote speaker at the Lincoln-Reagan dinner for the state of Minnesota. What do you think about this? I mean, A, do you think that Minnesota actually has a chance of going red? And B, what does this say just as a parent by not carving out one day to be with your kid on his high school graduation? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C. Let's go to Matt, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Matt from Middleton, we appreciate you calling in. Matt, what's up?
Hey, Todd, I just wanted to mention, I can't stand Donald Trump. Everything he represents is reprehensible, but we have to remember the father that he was raised under and kind of have to feel bad for Trump as well. He was raised under a very harsh, no-love kind of situation, and here he is doing it to his own kids, so I guess it's just psychology.
Yeah. No, I think you raise a good point, Matt, that this seems to be a trend in his family. And look, I mean, all kinds of families have problems and things like that. But rather than learning from perhaps the environment that he was raised in, Trump, it feels like he's just passing down, you know, even more. So I think that's really unfortunate. Great call. Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 off the text line from WRCE in Richland Center. Ben says he chose the event that would give him the most attention. Do you think he gives a damn about his kids? Unquote. Well, probably not. Although today, according to reporters who were in the trial in New York, Stormy Daniels on the stand, and this is just sick, in my opinion. Stormy Daniels, under oath on the stand today, testified that Trump told her, Stormy Daniels, that she reminded him of his daughter, Ivanka. Take that as you will. But yeah, it just seems disturbing, to say the least. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the WMDX line, quote, Barron Trump is better off. Trump would just steal Barron's limelight, unquote. Well, now that's a great point. That's a great point off the texter from Madison WMDX. Maybe Barron just said, I don't want you there. Mom's going to be there. Grandpa and grandma are going to be there. I don't want you there. That's a great point. The kid might just say, I don't need you. So there you go. That's something to consider as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's a big deal, graduation. Whether it's high school or college, it's a big deal. Let's go to Chico in Rio. or Ryle, pardon me. Ryle, but good Lord, I used to work in or campaign at Ryle. Chico and Ryle, thank you very much for calling in. Chico, what say you?
Well, I think this is the best thing that could happen to Barron, actually, because who would want him at your party? I mean, right. everybody's going to be paying attention to him. I mean, he's 18 years old. He has his friends group. I mean, this will be a lovely party if his dad doesn't show up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
And as a parent, and that last statement that you just said that she said under at that court about her looking like his daughter is just how low can a person go? Really, I mean, it's just unfathomable. So,
yeah.
Have a good day.
Hey, I appreciate it, Chico. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. 855-752-4842 off the text line. Listening on WAUK, Jack from Merrimack says, "Quote: How about can we say contempt of court? Seems pretty clear to me. That's what." Line about going to his son's graduation would be unquote. I think I agree with Jack. If he completely ditches the graduation and only goes to the event in Minnesota, yeah, but we don't know. But regardless, whether he's going to show up at the kid's graduation or not, I just think that it's tacky to not do it like what you tell the judge you're going to do. But to the listener's point. Maybe Barron just said, we don't want you there. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Stoughton and CJ listening in on WMDX here in Madison. CJ in Stoughton, thanks for listening. CJ, what say you?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Todd. You haven't for quite a while or once, but thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, to listen to you and your listeners, you really know Trump and his child. He's got a plane. Most kids want to go and party with their friends after a couple hours with their family. So you guys, it just blows me away to listen to you and your callers, because how do you know? You don't.
Well, I pointed out that I said we don't know what the entire day's plan is.
Chelsea was supposed to be off the charts. Chelsea was not supposed to be talked about. And you guys bring this up. You have to, because you have to deflect from what's going on in the world under this.
Well,
president.
Do you have kids, CJ?
I got four daughters.
Did you go to their high school? Did you go to their high school graduation? Did you go to their high school graduation?
Because a lot of colleges and high schools aren't going to be allowed to have them now.
I'm just asking you when your daughter's, and you probably didn't do anything else that day. You were there for your kids on their graduation. I think most parents would make that choice.
And my kids were there for probably a couple hours with their family, and then they wanted to go celebrate with their friends. Your guys' speculation and infatuation and desperation to deflect from actually what's going on.
Appreciate the call, CJ. Thank you very much. We appreciate the opinion. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I still maintain that most parents, most adults spend the day focused on their kids' graduation.
That's true. But it is also true what he said about, you know, kids wanting to leave. Like, graduation parties are usually not on the same day as the graduation. I don't know.
I think most schools or most kids, some kids say, well, I'm going to have my party the week before. Some do it a couple of days or even a week after. And then other kids do it on the day. They don't all do it the same day. So they kind of cycle around like that. So, you know, but again, I think Jack from Merrimack kind of hit it on the head. He told the judge he needed the day off to go to the high school graduation. If he doesn't go to the high school graduation, maybe he ends up in jail, because it's just, maybe that's the icing on the cake, the contempt of court that Judge Marchand needs. We'll see.
I guess we'll find out.
Back with a What's Worst after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear arguments over the city of Racine's use of a van to facilitate absentee voting during the fall primary in 2022. A Racine County judge ruled in January that using the van was illegal. He also found the van stopped mostly in Democratic-leaning neighborhoods. Today is World Asthma Day, and this week is Air Quality Awareness Week. Travis Knudsen is with the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. He says vulnerable people might need to schedule their time outdoors this summer.
Maybe when our air quality is bad, we reconsider those outdoor activities and instead just stay inside with a HEPA air purifier running.
Wildfire smoke can cause GIs, coughing, and short-term breathing difficulty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The owner of the Village Hearth Bakery in Sun Prairie faces more than $250,000 in federal fines for worker safety violations. The U.S. Labor Department says OSHA inspectors found 6 serious violations and 2 repeat violations during inspections in November and March. Those inspections were prompted after an employee suffered disabling injuries last October. The Labor Department documented several cases of neglect. 2 student groups at the UW-Madison are temporarily suspended while officials look into their alleged involvement in protests at Saturday's Dane County Farmers Market. Members of Mecca de UW-Madison and anti-colonial scientists are accused of endorsing violence and anti-Semitism in messages written in chalk. The UW says the allegations have not been proven. The university's Committee on Student Organizations is investigating. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Hollywood's first contribution to summer blockbuster season is The Fall Guy. The movie is a little too full of itself. As one would expect, there are great stunts and fun action scenes interwoven with complete silliness and ridiculousness, including Emily Blunt singing a karaoke song from another movie. If you're looking for silly escapism and can muscle through sappy dialogue, you might like The Fall Guy. America's getting 40% less sex than it did in 2000, at least when it comes to the movies. According to a study for The Economist, data scientist Stephen Follows found that the biggest dips in on-screen friskiness have been seen in action and thriller movies. Romance films have seen the smallest decline. The same study says there's actually been an uptick in violence and that drug use and profanity are still alive and well in the movies. In a related story, the pornography industry has grown by 7,000,000%. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More clouds than sun today with mild temperatures climbing to 70 degrees. Scattered showers and thunderstorms strike again this afternoon, bringing gusty winds up to 30 miles per hour, some more heavy downpours, and the potential for some of them to turn severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Pete Schwabe. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room. My guests are John and Gordy, poet Richard Vargas, singers Kirk Bangstad and Susan Gettert, and musician Tommy Bentz.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along here on a Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. I guess we'll get right into it, Mr. Zomers. Time once again to open up the segment that we love to call What's Worse? This or that.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for a segment that offers you no prizes. There is no money involved. There is no remuneration for your opinion. Time once again for What's Worse, simply your chance to have your voice heard on important topics of the day on statewide radio and also worldwide on the Civic Media app. So, Mr. Zomers, we're going to set this up a little bit before we ask the question of what's worse. I think a lot of folks over the weekend had the unfortunate displeasure of seeing South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem on some of the talk shows. She was on Meet the Press with Margaret Brennan. Then she showed up, it was either, I think, yesterday or today, on CBS Mornings, which I have no idea why they gave this person that much airtime. But Kristi Noem, the whack job governor of South Dakota, I'll just say it. She's the only state in the union that kept her state open during COVID. Lots of deaths. And she has a new book out. And she leaked part of this book. And a couple of things. A, she brags about killing her dog, 18-month-old hunting dog, bird dog, wire-haired, says that it revved up the other dogs in the hunt, ruined the hunt, and then on the way home, the dog got out of the truck and killed some of the neighbor or friend's chickens, and she took the dog to a gravel pit and shot it. And then she turned around and she saw the goat, the family goat, apparently, who is also, she didn't like, and was button kids or whatever she claims. And so she says she shot the goat. She shot the dog and she shot the goat. And over the weekend, they asked her on one of these news programs, and she says in the book, further in the excerpt, she suggests that also President Biden's German Shepherd, which has bit a couple of Secret Service people early on when they first, you know, dogs will do that if they change the environment. And so she suggests that President Biden's dog should be shot as well. And then later on in the book, she claims to have met Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator. And once that got out and was fact-checked, she retracted that and said, I'm not sure how it got in there, but we're going to change it when the book actually comes out. It has been a crap show for Kristi Noem. And until this all happened, a lot of people thought she was at the top of the list or near the top for Trump to be his VP pick, you understand? Because this is pretty close to exactly what Trump is looking for. Someone who is completely bought into what he's selling. And unlike Mike Pence, who had a shred of decency and morality in him and character, and said, look, I'm willing to go so far, but undermining the Constitution and stealing an election was not on my VP bingo card. And so he took a pass on that. And for that, Trump has called him disloyal. The two have had a falling out. Pence is not endorsing Trump in his second try at the presidency. And so Trump is looking for someone who will be willing to do whatever, keyword, whatever Trump says, including going against the U.S. Constitution. So Kristi Noem seems to check off all the boxes. And also, Trump is a well-known hater of dogs. Doesn't like them at all. And so maybe Kristi Noem thought, well, this is how I get in with Trump. But apparently now, Trump world is saying, in reports, that even Trump world was like, oh, wait a minute here. This woman's just a little too kooky for us. We don't think that even, we can't put her off the ticket with Trump, you understand? So this has been the crap show that has been Kristi Noem over the last few days here. But on the other end of the spectrum, there was a roast this weekend, a celebrity roast. They called it the Tom Brady Roast. Very original. Former New England and then Tampa Bay quarterback, Tom Brady. Some of these things we cannot air over the FCC. This was on Netflix.
A lot of these things.
a lot of these things, as it turns out. This was on Netflix. And I'm not going to name the person, but I know an individual who was set to possibly appear at this thing with Tom Brady as like part of the act, but the act got canceled. So they did not end up appearing. But it was a big deal on Netflix. And so here's just a quick clip of a little bit of this Tom Brady roast on Netflix over the weekend.
So first, here's a clip of Tom Brady himself, and then I'll also play some of other people roasting him.
Very good.
Kansas City, you say your stadium is the loudest. It helps when all your fans are 14-year-old girls.
Wow. Wow. Attacking Taylor Swift.
And in honor of Tay-Tay, let's take a look at the Chiefs' eras. Terrible for 50 years, good for 5. Shake it off.
Wow. He takes on the Swifties. I hadn't heard that one.
And a lot of the other comedians roasting Tom Brady were barely even about him.
Yeah.
Because they...
Too afraid of him.
Yeah. Well, no, they went to topics that maybe they shouldn't have. You'll see. Here we go.
Tom is afraid of the Giants, which is why Kevin Hart is hosting tonight. All night, he's been using the stool that Aaron Hernandez kicked out from under himself. Kevin is so small that when his...
Okay, the next one I'm not playing. It's messed up.
That guy just railed on Kevin Hart for
being small and for being black. And the part about him being black, I'm not going to play.
Yeah, no. We don't want to repeat that stuff. But it gives you a sampling of the low-quality, quote-unquote, entertainment that was the Tom Brady roast on Netflix over the weekend. So, with that background, here we go now. What's worse, the Netflix roast of Tom Brady or the Christy Gnome roast of Christy Gnome?
Oh, good question.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, the Netflix roast of Tom Brady or the Christy Gnome roast of Christy Gnome? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
I know what I think.
You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. What's worse?
So I think Christy Gnome roasting herself is just, you know, somebody telling you who they are. And then when everyone believes them, she's just like, wait, what? No, I didn't mean that because that makes me look crazy, even though I totally did it.
Yeah.
Whereas this, I mean, if you go back and listen to more of the jokes than I played, it is just an excuse for comedians to put work on Netflix that's just making jokes, racist jokes and stuff, and jokes about child molestation. Mm-hmm. And they have nothing to do with Tom Brady is the thing. Like,
right.
The joke that I did not play about
I'm not going to describe it too much.
I'm just going to say it goes into some of the history of slavery and also making fun of Kevin Hart being small. And it's just like, seriously, this does nothing to do with Tom Brady.
To me, I don't find that funny.
It doesn't have a place,
yeah.
I feel like.
Right.
I don't know.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, the Netflix roast of Tom Brady over the weekend or the Christy Gnome roast of Christy Gnome? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the text line on WMDX in Madison, Kurt, living in Madison, says she's out because she is a loser now. All capitalized. Trump doesn't like losers, unquote. There you go. Kurt from Madison. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, the Netflix roast of Tom Brady over the weekend or the Christy Gnome roast of Christy Gnome? I love this question because having spent a lot of time in politics, running campaigns, managing candidates, when you're in a hole, stop digging politically or otherwise. And I don't understand A, why Christy Nome or her handlers would think this is a good idea to put this stuff in writing in a book and then double down on it and brag. And if you saw her over the weekend, I mean, she has like the quote-unquote Trump look. Like if you look at the Republican National Convention from 2020, and this all goes into Trump's long history of misogyny and what he believes that women should look like. And they're all copying one another to somehow please Trump. They have the hair that goes just kind of below the shoulders, just below the armpits, and it's kind of curly. It's either brunette or blonde. Most of it now is brunette. They have the certain look of the makeup, the certain look of the lips, the certain look of the eyes. It all looks very artificial, at least in my opinion. But this is a consistent Trump woman look brought on by Trump himself. And Christy Nome now is repeating this look as she goes on all these talk shows and TV shows bragging about being a strong person because she shot her dog. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, what's worse, the Netflix roast of Tom Brady or the Christy Nome roast of Christy Nome?
Well, no offense to you, Todd, but who gives a flip? Because I have better things to do with my time than to waste it watching either one of those two losers.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's just that both these things have been all over the news and social media the last couple of days. And so, and you know, these what's worse things aren't always particularly serious. But you're saying that both are equally bad.
I can't stand Tom Brady. I never could stand that man. I think he's kind of a phony. And that crazy woman from wherever she's from, I wouldn't give her 5 seconds of my time.
I agree with you on both of them, actually. I've never, unlike a lot of people, I have never been a big Tom Brady fan. I just haven't been.
Wasn't he also the guy who kisses his son on the mouth?
I'm not. I don't know. I'm not going there. 855.
I've seen the videos.
855-752-4842. Off the text line, calling or texting in, saying Christy Nome roasting herself is beyond delicious. All right, they're very good. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. What's worse, the Netflix roast of Tom Brady over the weekend on Netflix or the Christy Nome roast of Christy Nome? But again, both these things have been in the news, and I find them both kind of just equally abhorrent. But, you know, it's just fun to ask people what you think. Let's go to John on the phone here. John, thanks for calling in. What's worse, the Netflix roast of Tom Brady or the Christy Nome roast of Christy Nome? Are you there, John?
Hey, everybody. How are you?
We're doing good, John. How about yourself?
First of all, for all those people who say Joe Biden is too old to be president, Robert De Niro is 83.
We move on here on a Tuesday afternoon. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now there, apparently, one of the people that was at the Tom Brady roast. And a good way to get yourself banned off of civic media as well, just to be aware of that. I think Mr. Zomer's time once again to close up what's worse for another edition here on Tuesday afternoon. That's probably the best idea, another edition of what's worse. Very good. All right, we've closed up the old what's worse for another edition here. You know what we need to talk about, Mr. Zomer, before we leave?
What's that?
Fair Maps. How about that?
Are there updates?
Well, a little bit of an update. As it turns out, Fair Maps already changing Wisconsin politics. Ask me, Todd, how is that happening?
Todd, how is that happening?
Thank you so very, very much for asking, Mr. Zombers. When we come back, we're going to update you and tell you, Fair Maps already changing Wisconsin politics. Stay with us. Have a beverage. It's the All Paul Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network, the Todd Allball Show. It is 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Our friend and colleague, the award-winning Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show, coming up from 2 until 4. Always interesting. Great callers as well. Great talk radio continues on Civic Media 2 to 4, the Maggie Dawn Show. Stay tuned for that. Now, Mr. Zobbers, we know that fair maps are in place for the legislative districts this fall. And it turns out that here in Wisconsin, fair maps already changing Wisconsin politics.
Now, how could that be?
Well, thank you so very much for asking. We're already seeing Wisconsin's new, less gerrymandered legislative districts changing politics for the better. Baylor Spears lays out in her piece in the May 7th edition of WisconsinExaminer.com. Great folks over there at the Wisconsin Examiner. The new legislative maps have Democrats fired up to ask voters to hold Republican legislators accountable for acting against the majority's will. Specific targets will be some of the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. This is very important, by the way, because we need some new folks on the Joint Finance Committee, the most powerful committee in the legislature that writes the state budget. You see, in Wisconsin, the Joint Finance Committee, or JFC as it's known, has extraordinary power to approve or deny budget spending. Democrats have a good story to tell about what Republicans have been doing or not doing with all that budget power, like covering their eyes as community hospitals close, i.e. the Chippewa Valley. Like covering their ears as the University of Wisconsin campuses close, i.e. Richland County, Washington County, Waukesha, Fond du Lac, Marinette. Like covering their mouths to releasing opioid settlement funds to treat addiction and deal with fentanyl overdoses. Still waiting. Like an ongoing refusal to release $125 million meant to fight PFAS contamination across the state. Like letting all the damage happen to us and our community as Republicans sit on millions of dollars in unspent funds. Democrats also plan to run a Democratic candidate in every district. Now, realistically, there's still plenty of legislative districts that Democrats probably can't win. But making sure there's a Democratic candidate serves multiple purposes. Number one, it ensures voters are reminded of bad decisions made by Republicans. Number two, it means a Republican is in a safe seat is less likely to spend their time and campaign funds to help other Republicans running in toss-up seats. And finally, it helps motivate base voters to show up on election day, hopefully benefiting other Democratic candidates both up the ballot and down. So you see, Mr. Zommers, fair maps already changing the face of Wisconsin politics.
Well, that's good to see. And I also, I liked what they did there at the beginning.
Yeah, right? Very, very good. Very good as well. But these are great reminders, because I'll tell you, as someone who spent, you know, better part of 30 years in partisan politics on the Republican side, and of course left the party in 2011, that when you are in a quote-unquote safe seat on either side of the aisle, but particularly in this case, Republican, if you have a safe seat, it means that you don't have anybody running against you, or you have what's known as a token opponent. They basically don't have any money. They're not running an actual campaign. What those legislators do, incumbents, is they take their, because they can do this legally, they can transfer money from their campaign account to another candidate and help them out. Or they go out themselves and help raise money for other candidates, or they have their team do mailings and help other candidates. So the fact that these maps in Wisconsin now are more competitive means that Republicans have to kind of stay at home, as they say, and take care of their own fires rather than going out and helping everybody. And it also means, as we said, that we're going to actually talk about issues this year, at least in state legislative races. And just up the street today, the governor calling more committees back into a special session. I'm sure we haven't heard for sure, but my guess is they'll gavel in and out and take no action once again like they have been doing. And remember, Wisconsin now still has somewhere between a $3 and $4 billion, with a B, billion dollar surplus. Of your tax money, of my tax money, of our tax money, sitting there. And what about public K-12 education? We saw in Mount Horeb this week, the superintendent went out of their way to say if it had not been for the community passing school referendums, which allowed us to put new locks on the doors to make our schools safer, that this shooting attempt last week, where it was very unfortunate, the 14-year-old who clearly had problems, who came to school, it turned out to be a high-powered pellet rifle, which can inflict a lot of damage. But the kid ended up, you know, police followed procedures, and the kid ended up dead.
Yeah, he pointed the gun at them, yeah.
He pointed the gun. It was a threat. But he had tried to get into the school prior, banged on the window with the butt of the gun, and tried to get in. But the school had locked down the school because they had upgraded their security because local folks had passed a referendum. Think about all the schools across the state where referendums have failed, which they would not have had to have in the first place had the legislature properly funded K-12 education. And the same thing goes for rural hospitals or larger hospitals like in Eau Claire. Same thing goes for two-year colleges all across the state. Same thing goes for dealing with addiction and deaths with fentanyl overdoses. Same thing goes for PFAS contamination and cleanup. All these things could be addressed if we had a legislature that was willing to work with Governor Evers. And now, thanks to you all for going to the polls and electing Janet Protasiewicz, having a liberal majority and having fair maps, many of these things are finally on the table. Great show today. Appreciate Luke Mathers for stopping by on a Tuesday tangent. Mr. Zommer's always doing yeoman's work behind the board. Appreciate you as well, my friend. Coming up tomorrow, we have Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson for another hump day edition of the show and your calls as well. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
Banging on your drum.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, join us at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson, for pancakes, coffee, and good talk. See you there.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app, so climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.